Hey guys, it's Doc from DLC. It's the 30th of September. We've managed to hook up with Ian Selby, CFO at Westminster Group. Hi, Ian.
Afternoon, Doc.
So, you know, needless to say, we've seen that the company made an announcement today. I had a few questions for you, so I'll just kind of fire away if that's okay with you. Okay, so I understand from the announcement that you've approximately got $1 million in the bank. Can you explain to shareholders the significance of this? There's been some.
I think we've made the strategic decision, I guess, backed off of the Ebola situation in West Africa to raise some capital in August. And that represents some buffer for us during this situation.
Okay, excellent. So, you know, I guess that's going to reassure people that there's a little more out there than some have speculated, which is encouraging. I also see from today's release that you signed yet another contract out in Mexico, which, you know, adds some diversity to the portfolio of contracts, both won and pending. But how much focus do you actually put on the, you know, geographic of your business?
Well, we see the Americas as a very interesting opportunity for us. We've referred to three separate things within the announcement made this morning regarding that continent. One is obviously the 1.9 million franchise deal. Obviously, that's taken across 10 years with a minimum revenue commitment going forward. Then there's a large managed services potential contract coming in the Americas, which we're working on and has passed a significant governmental procurement milestone. And obviously, there's the bridge letter of intent, where we are looking to protect an iconic bridge in the United States.
All right. I mean, you know, that, again, I guess it just gives us a little bit more of an understanding as to some of the mechanics of getting from, you know, early stage to deal being done, so to speak. So I appreciate, you know, explaining that to me. Also, you know, it seems that speculation and chatter amongst forums is at, you know, an all-time high. With a lot of focus actually on your current position on pending deals, you know, can you put to bed any fears now as to what position you're in? In your announcement, you state that the CEO, Peter Fowler, will be visiting East Africa in a couple of weeks. You know, can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I mean, we've had this memorandum of understanding for managed services project around for some time. That's obviously in East Africa. There have been delays in that due to local political issues, which are wholly unrelated to the area of our contract, but they've created a delay. But Pete's back out there shortly, and that situation continues to progress.
Ian, can I kind of just clarify a point here? We know the situation out in West Africa with the Ebola outbreak, but, you know, the geography is literally huge between East and West, and there's been absolutely no reported case on the eastern side of Africa. So, you know, can you confirm that this will have absolutely no bearing on, you know, deals being done or carried forward with you guys?
Well, as it stands, I mean, we did make an announcement for it a few weeks ago about the updates on Ebola, saying that none of our short-term sales pipeline is in the region, the affected region in West Africa. So we see ourselves as being fairly, like anywhere else in the world, not being affected by it.
Right, excellent. Finally, there's been a few people question me. I think there's a little kind of misunderstanding with this, because I'm sure that I raised it with the company earlier this year, but it's to do with the WSG and the litigation case. Can you just kind of give us a bit more clarity on that as well?
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to be fairly constrained in what I say, but you can read from our previous annual reports that the company took actions against vendors of a previous acquisition for an issue regarding net assets. It's something we are obviously pursuing through the legal machinations, and you know, expect to receive monies in due course.
So to be clear, it's an outbound case and not
an outbound.
All right then. Well, that's excellent, Ian. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it. I know you know it's been a busy few days for you.
Always good to speak to you, Doc.
All right, cheers, thank you.